If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
And join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome into another edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. EG3 in the house, a.k.a. Eddie Greer III. Once again, one more time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Hot on the airwaves, coming from Manhattan, Kansas. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the March Entry NASCAR Cup Series on this Monday. And folks, yes, it's Monday recording this podcast, but a little bit different format here this week. Instead of the post-race edition of the podcast, which will be recorded tomorrow, decided, well, the trucks are already in the playoffs, and this half-hour edition of the podcast will be dedicated just to the trucks only, as they have entered into postseason mode. Big D, as he's here as well in the EG3 garage area where it's pretty humid, but we're going to do this podcast anyway, cooling off a little bit. Waited a little bit to record the podcast, and we're doing it right now on this Monday evening here, August 12th, 2019. Where did the regular season go in the Gander Outdoor Truck Series? It's just like that. It is a wrap. Officially, folks, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series playoffs begin Thursday night racing under lights. I had to do a double check for a minute after the race over the weekend. And last year, the Bristol was the regular season finale for the trucks. This year, it is going to be the first race of the playoffs in the trucks. And what better feeling to do it under lights at one of the more famed short tracks in all America, Bristol Motor Speedway, which will have all three series at this weekend. Obviously, Xfinity on Friday night and Saturday night, the night race at Bristol. Of course, we're going to save Xfinity and Cup Talk on the post-race edition of Michigan and Mid-Ohio. Both those series respectfully raced there this weekend along with the trucks. They also raced not at Mid-Ohio, but Michigan. Let's put a bow on the regular season, which concluded over the weekend, and unexpected, you could probably put this guy, Country Strong, Austin Hill, who won the season opener, Daytona, earlier this year. He bookends the regular season with the win in the season finale. Austin Hill, I did not see that coming. And much needed momentum for this sixth. Obviously, Austin Hill, first time in the playoffs, but this organization is back in the playoffs. And remember, who won that truck last year to win that championship? That's Brett Moffitt. He is on the other side of that this year, driving for GMS. And yes, Brett Moffitt, so much has been paid to Tyler Reddick in his quest to go back-to-back. And Tyler Reddick is also, well, with two organizations. He won it with Junior Motorsports last year, and he's with RCR. He's been strong throughout the year. He's had some blips this summer, but had a great run at Mid-Ohio over the weekend, so he's looking to get back on track here. Looking to get in the win column, actually. Christopher Bell's been doing, he, Cole Custer, been doing most of the winning, but Christopher Bell has been on a hot streak. So, put Xfinity on the side. We're making a comparison to Brett Moffitt. What Brett Moffitt can do, what Tyler Reddick can do this year, is win the championship with both on different teams. Of course, Arturo Racing now with that much needed win for Austin Hill, and Brett Moffitt will try to do the same thing, win two championships with two different organizations. You're listening to Three Wide NASCAR Podcast here with EG3. That's me talking to you guys as usual. Monday night usually is the post-race edition of the podcast, but this is the playoff preview edition of the podcast. Gainer Outdoor Truck Series. I cannot believe it. First race of the round of eight, if you will, here for the Truck Series coming up Thursday night, right around the corner for the trucks. Already playoff time here in NASCAR. The Gainer Outdoor Truck Series striking first. And who will strike first in the first postseason race Thursday night? It is going to be hot and heavy over there in the state of Tennessee. But back to the Michigan here for a few minutes here with the Truck Series. All this got set up. Austin Hill leading this race. I caught the second half of this race on MRN. Did not watch the race. Listened to it. Had some chores to do around the house. So listened to it. Getting back home for running errands. Popped on MRN. Listened to the second half of the race. And man, the game changer it was with five laps to go. Tyler Ingram in great position to win yet another race, but Matt Crafton had the win to get in the playoffs. He did not do that, the winning part, but he did get in the playoffs there. But he, Ingram, got tangled up late in the race, set off the big one, which collected a few cars in this race, a few trucks in this race, excuse me. Ingram was involved, Ty Gillen, the heavy player in this one, a couple others were involved. Nally Decker was having a solid run until EG3 alum, Nally Decker, I should say, having a solid run until she got caught up in that mess and a few more other trucks. It was just a big mess there. And the drive, the last couple weeks of Sheldon Creed coming up there short. Valiant effort, short for Sheldon Creed. He misses the playoffs. Ben Rhodes misses the playoffs as well. Tough break for him. He is the only ThorSport car. Make sure that I have this right. Yeah, he's only ThorSport racing truck not to make it. So that has to be a dejected situation there for him. He'll have to deal with it the rest of the way here. Sheldon Creed missed the playoffs. And then what did I talk about last week on last week's episode of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, Big D? Yeah, I talked about Kyle Busch Motorsports there. Needing to make something happen there to get in the playoffs there. Ty Gillen pitted late for tires and fuel there. Was trying to get up there. And then the big one hits on the front stretch and he gets caught up in it. That's what happens usually when you try to make a smart move like that and you get caught up in somebody else's mess. Gillen and Harrison Burton, both of them missed the playoffs there. And I said, so it means you see after the end of the season where Kyle Busch Motorsports goes with the direction of Gillen and Harrison Burton. Creed comes up short, and I have not, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost 9 minutes in to this episode. I have not mentioned the regular season champion with no wins coming in the postseason. That is Grant Endfinger from ThorSport Racing getting the regular season point championship and no wins. Obviously, in all three divisions, the regular season champ gets an additional 15 plus bonus points. Endfinger, no wins. Now, you give me those 15 points, that's the equivalent. That equals three wins for Ingebringer. But Ingebringer comes in his playoffs, no wins, and he ain't alone in that factor. His teammate, the 88 truck, Matt Crafton, barely getting the playoffs there. No wins coming into Thursday night's truck series race there in Tennessee. So situation sets up like this, but got to go back to the race standings from MIS. Nail-biting finish there, but Austin Hill getting the win there. Sheldon Creed did all that he could, what he said in the post-race there. But at the end of the laps there, Austin Hill getting the win in the Corcoran Oil 200. Let's take a look at those race results right now. And oh, by the way, Ross Chastain had probably the truck to beat in that race there. He got caught up in a mess on pit road thanks to Johnny Sauter there with the 9 truck there, turning the 9 truck into Ross Chastain right front. He was toasted there for the rest. So that I probably will change the game changer to that, because that actually leads up to my lap track fantasy pick, which was Ross Chastain. And the week I had was very, very solid there, thanks to Martin Truex Jr. yesterday, there getting to where I want to be, which was over, well over 100 points. But if Ross Chastain there doesn't get, unfortunately, get tangled up in that mess, ooh, would have been more points there. But Ross Chastain, obviously the high point in the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series in the postseason. He's going to be fun to watch throughout the playoffs here coming up, beginning on Thursday night. You're listening to 3Wide Podcast NASCAR, going 3Wide with EG, 3 to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. They're tongue twister there for you guys on this bonus edition of the podcast tonight, looking at the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series postseason, which begins in a couple days at Bristol Motor Speedway. Cannot wait to see what unfolds in the playoff opener for the trucks here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Austin Hill getting a much-needed win. Austin Hill, he's been, in my eyes, since that Daytona victory, he's had a couple of solid runs here and there, but he has been inconsistent throughout the regular season. That has to change for the 16 truck if Austin Hill is going to give Hattori Racing back-to-back championships. Not only that, Austin Hill looking to get his first ever Truck Series championship. He's going to have to be a little bit more consistent. Hopefully, that team got all that out of the way in the regular season, because two go home. So the difference is between Xfinity and Cup Series, Xfinity has 12 drivers, which I kind of would disagree with that because of the lack of talent in that series outside of the big three. And then obviously there's too many in the Monster Energy Cup Series 16, which I agree it should be down to 12. Like back a few years ago, we had the top dozen make it. It was just more, that much more exciting. You had big guys miss the playoffs. But hey, a situation is brewing in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series where possible two big name drivers could miss the playoffs. So this must see TV coming up here next three races in that series there. More on that in the post race edition of Michigan Mid Ohio this week. So Austin Hill, they're gonna need solid finishes. Of course, a win and you advance to the next round, which is the round of 6, and then obviously the championship 4 in Miami. So a shorter field. This is why everybody needs to pay attention to the trucks. Obviously, you've heard it through some of the NASCAR family of podcasts, including this one's included, because man, this thing went down literally down to the overtime finish there. And if Creed starts on the outside there, he would have made things a lot more interesting. Instead, though, he had to, going back to MIS real quick to put a ball on that there, racing against those drivers cracked and going 3 wide, no pun intended there. And thank you for the shout out, MR. I don't know what was his name, but thank you. I appreciate you, the shout out there. But I mean, when you get in a racing side by side and try to catch the leader, you have to just make quick work of your competitors. Creed did not, and messing around, especially with 2 laps to go in a shorter distance, in a shorter amount of time, you got to make things happen. Creed did make things happen there, and unfortunately for him, he's going to be looking on the outside, looking in while the playoffs get underway under the lights at Bristol. But so, all right, so switching gears to the top 10 really fast here. Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, well documented here tonight on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast playoff preview. But you got to look at this third place finisher here. This 02 truck, Young Motorsports, Tyler Dimple. Woo! Solid run. Third, obviously missed the playoffs there, but Tyler Dimple, awesome run for that truck. Brett Moffitt fourth. Austin Wayne self finishing the top five there. Great job by those guys. How about this cat? Bailey Curry there. Four in the 44 truck. Qualified well as well. 11th and finished in a sixth spot. Great job by Curry. And then your regular season champ, Grant Effinger, finished 7th. Stuart Friesen, your Eldora winner in the playoffs, 8th. Ray Cicerelli finishing a 9th spot. Started deep in the field. And you had Matt Crafton around your top 10 notables here. Harrison Burton missing the postseason. Finished 11th. Johnny Sauter, he is going to have to wake up. Where is this dude? I have not seen him. He's been in the underground throughout the summer. So, the Groundhog in the Truck Series got to belong to Johnny Sauter. I know he made it playoffs. Since that win at Dover, he has been pretty much asleep at the wheel, a non-factor throughout the summer. Well, he's going to have to wake up here. Playoffs are here, buddy. It's time to go. Obviously, he got suspended. He and Austin Hill at Iowa. But other than that, he hasn't made much noise other than that. So, he's going to have to pick things up here. Christian Eckes had himself a very interesting day. Scoring the hat trick in spins on a racetrack. 15th. That car, that truck I mentioned, who got Sauter turned, that was Cody Robaugh. I might have butchered that. He finished in the 17th spot. And then, of course, Ty Gilliland, 24th. Ben Rhodes, 23rd. Tyler Ankrum, 25th. And Ross Chastain there, unfortunately, sat on the pole. Won stage one. And he ended up finishing 30th due to that contact on pit road. Listen to 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Gainer Outdoor Truck Series postseason style here tonight on this Monday night. This will be up tomorrow night. As soon as we get done recording the post-race edition of the podcast with the Xfinity and Cup Series races, which went down yesterday and Saturday. So, a little bit different format. Usually, it's all wrapped to the one, but I wanted tonight to do something a little bit different this week, which was obviously with the trucks geared up for the postseason. 8 drivers, only 1 trophy up for grabs. It begins at Bristol. Speaking of which, it's a good transition into that right now. Switching the gears over real quick here to the Bristol night race coming up on FS1, which opens the postseason Thursday night. The UNOH 200 presented by Ohio Logistics. FS1, the Truck Series Plus, get underway, folks. I gotta tell you, man, gear up, buckle up, folks. This is going to be some wild ride here. 8 drivers who will strike first in the postseason. And now it's time to get into those 8 drivers who are competing for the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series Playoffs. And I mentioned his name already tonight on the podcast. That is Brett Moffitt, your defending Gainer Outdoor Series champion, looking to go back-to-back. Can you do it with GMS? That question is going to be answered starting this week. Comes in, obviously. Everything resets, folks. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So everything resets now. And the guys who are in a postseason have 2,000-plus points, while the rest have their regular amount of points. That starts with Ben Rhodes there in that spot. So now you take those guys out of the equation. Brett Moffitt, with 2 stage wins this year, and he starts off the playoffs with 2,022 points there. Of course, coming off of wins here, as I pull up my note sheet here, coming up here, while that's going, Brett Moffitt, number 1 seed in the playoffs, and then 3 back of him is your regular season champion. There we go. Grant Effinger there, 3 back, no wins. So now, and remember, Grant Effinger went in the postseason last year, so at Vegas. So there's none of a better time to win in the postseason than right now for Grant Anfinger in that team. So that 9-8 team, really, I said this multiple occasions on the Through Ride NASCAR podcast, that they have had probably more of the fastest trucks in the series, and no doubt the best truck in the motorsport camp, in my opinion. This team should have at least 2 wins because of bad situations being put into bad situations. Even though they do have the 15 points, it could have been a lot more for that 98 for Grant in that 98 squad there. But you're in the playoffs. You got what you want. The regular season title, and now you got to go after it and get it. So Anfinger starts in the second seed there. Stuart Friesen, this guy, Eldora winner, comes the third seed. He will start the postseason 8 back from the leaders there. Stuart Friesen won in Eldora, and he made the playoffs last year and was out early. So what experience that he learned last year that can apply this year? So the 52 truck, Friesen, he's going to be something interesting to watch here. I had something I want to say, but I lost train of thought. Hopefully I'll get it back, but if not, it's all right. Austin Hill, 2-time winner in the regular season this year. He is 4th seed, 2012 points. He and Ross Chastain tied. Ross Chastain is the 5th seed, but you really put it, he is locked high for the 4th seed there. Ross Chastain, telling you, Ross Chastain, my book, is a championship 4 favorite, if you will, here. And if it wasn't for that, I tell you, he would have probably went on and dominated that race because he had that truck was flying, but unfortunate circumstances took him out. And maybe it was the right time to get it out of the way, because you cannot, especially with a short playoff field, you cannot have a mistake. A mistake early, I've said this year after year after year, you cannot start off slow. You do that, you're pretty much, you have to rely on winning your race, which is very, obviously very tough in this series. But you're putting yourself in a deep hole, and you can't climb out. We've seen this time and time again. Cup Series is known for this. The Xfinity Series, known for it also. And you start off slow, it's going to be a huge-ass mountain to climb. No matter who you are. Justin Allgaier, I'm going to tell you that last year. So you can't. You just can't have problems. I mean, especially in this setting now that you're in the postseason and you're just that close to getting to Homestead. That's the goal from the beginning of the drop of the green flag at Daytona. You want to be a part of that championship 4. You're this close. So see what happens there. And the other guy, I already mentioned him already, 16, Matt Crafton. No wins in the regular season. Can he get it done in the playoffs? See, we'll find out, though. He's a former champ, 2-time champ in the series now. Crafton knows how to get it done, obviously. A much more better year than last year, in my opinion. Look at the stat sheet here. 6 top 5s, 14 top 10s. That is the most of any playoff driver coming in to the series. Just in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, getting our outdoor postseason outlook. EG3 in the building. Big D is here as well. We got about a few minutes here tonight on this special edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Johnny Sauter, already mentioned it. Thorsport has 3 trucks in this thing. Johnny Sauter, will he wake up in time to get on a roll, or will he continue to struggle in the playoffs? And yes, you're the bottom 2 after the cutoff at Vegas in his first round. You're done. Same thing. 6 move on, 2 get left behind or eliminated. If you're the last ones in the stand, if you're the last ones on the bottom pole or the totem pole after ISM, you're done. Which sets up, obviously, the championship 4 at Homestead in November. And we haven't talked much about this guy, the upset winner of the year so far from Kentucky. This cat right here, Tyler Ankrum in the 17, for DGR Crosser Racing, making their debut in the playoffs there via Kentucky. Ingram has been hot in the second half of the year, obviously picking up the win at Kentucky. What will he do? Can he go out there and mix it up with those guys up there? So that's going to be an interesting follow here. We'll see if he can get off. That's the key here, folks. Get off to a fast start, and you got a chance to make something happen here. So see what happens here with this first round of races here coming up, which that's a perfect transition to move over to those racetracks. Bristol, and then towards the end of the month, we're going up back up to Canadian Motorsport Tire Park, which has produced some wild finishes there. So you do not want to be in the hole. We're going up to Canada, and then obviously September 13th, the first cutoff for the trucks. So these are different gaps, obviously, due to the lack. Trucks should have more races, in my opinion. But it's fine with that. Las Vegas, the cutoff, first elimination race there. And then, of course, a round of six opens Talladega October 12th. And then a couple weeks after that, go to the short track in Martinsville October 26th. And then the road to Homestead ends here. ISM, who will transfer to Miami, who will be left behind November 8th. And then the Final Four, Championship Four, November 15th, the week after that. So, yeah, a lot of racing still to be played, folks. But, guys and gals, you got to be pumped up for these trucks, man. Eight trucks. You got GMS, Thor Sport, Hallmar. That's three. Hattori, four. Nice Motorsports making their debut via Ross Chastain. And we have DGR Crossley with Tyler Ankrum. Six organizations. Count it. David Gillen Racing. One. Thor Sport. That's two. Nice. Three. Hattori. Four. Hallmar. With the alliance of GMS. But Hallmar by himself with Stuart Friesen. Five. Yep. GMS there with six there. So with Brett Moffitt leading the charge there. So six organizations, eight drivers, six organizations. Wow, it can't get much better than this. And the gloves come off Thursday night racing. It is going to go down. Wait, making sure one time. Is it Thursday or Wednesday? Today is the 12th, right? 13th, Tuesday, 14th. Yeah. Yes, sir. So, yeah. So, so Thursday is going down. We got Xfinity Friday, Cup Saturday. Man, action in Bristol is going to heat up our lights. Cannot wait to see what unfolds in the playoffs. Just in the 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast EG3 here. And, of course, about to wrap this thing up here. Before I do that, though, better get to my social media real quick. You follow me at EG3_FastEddie again. At Twitter_FastEddie. And we're getting some I'm continuing to get some followers on that. So good to know that as well. And of course, you can follow the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast wherever you download your podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and more. And of course, Please tell your friends about the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. And with our giveaway, we are still striving for that. But think we're going to cut it down a little bit. But still, though, 25 five-star ratings. And we're going to cut the reviews to five. So make it more manageable. But that is the last change I'm going to make on that big D, so mark that down. 25 five-star ratings, 5 reviews, and I will give away 2 diecasts of my choice. So definitely please spread the word about the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. You do not want to miss a thrilling moment throughout the rest of the way. We got the trucks playoffs here kicking off the race weekend at Bristol Thursday night. It is going to go down in Thunder Valley. Cannot wait. So, yeah, 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get on it. Add this podcast to your sport daily dose of podcasts. throughout the week. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, we got 8 drivers now in the playoffs. And see who throws down the first punch here as it gets underway with the with the race at Bristol. I had to switch the TV screen here again. The UNOH 200 presented by Ohio Logistics Thursday night at Bristol Motor Speedway. Man, this was the regular season finale last year. And this is to open the playoffs. Wow, can't get much better than that if you're a NASCAR fan. Brett Moffitt looking to go back-to-back with 2 different organizations. Can he do it? Or will someone else rise to the occasion? Can Johnny Sauter wake up to challenge? Can Austin Hill ride that momentum from the regular season win, finale win at MIS? Can Tyler Ankrum continue to make his name known? Can Ross Chastain make something happen? And oh, by the way, that's what I was going to do. All right, so real quick before we sign off tonight, I'm not going to do elimination. We're just going to do it. We're going to do it right on set, right now, BD. Write it down. Final four to make it. Who I got? 24 Brett Moffitt. He's going to go. He's going to get back to Miami for that chance to repeat. Right? Who's next on that list? Whew. I gotta go. Infinger's gonna get a win somehow. He's like the Friesen 2.0, except for Infinger has won before in the series a couple of times, right? Infinger, he's gonna get a win sooner or later. He won the playoff setting last year. I just think that 98 team has too much speed to get it. And he was quick at Homestead last year. He's gonna be a part of that Final Four. That's 2 spots right there. Alright, 2 more spots. Oh, and how can I not leave Ross Chastain out of this mix? That's the 3rd spot there for my Final Four. Ross Chastain in there, which leaves for the 4th spot. Ooh, man. I just don't know. Tyler Ingram, I just don't know about him. I just don't know. Johnny Sauter, he has struggled out the gate. Sauter ain't making it. Ingram ain't making it. Yes, the gap is closed to start the playoffs. 17 points separate number 1 seed in Tyler Ingram. So it's really tied up in there. Whew, that I just don't know. Which leaves, can a Tory Racing get back to the playoffs? Man, Austin Hill, this is Austin Hill's first playoff experience here. I just don't know. And with, yeah, he won MIS in Daytona here. I just haven't seen enough consistency here. He's had some mechanical issues throughout the year. Ingerson's finishes. He's gonna have to turn up the wick here. I'm gonna throw in the 52 again. Stuart Friesen to make Homestead. Stuart Friesen and the way that Homestead sets up. Yeah, he can ride the high side. All that. Stuart Friesen. He's been quick there all year long. He should have won a couple races earlier this year as well. So. That's all. That last was a hard one there, but I gotta go here with the 52 of Friesen to make a run here at Homestead. So yeah, 52-45, and your top 2 seeds there. Invinger is going to get in there, and Brett Moffitt of GMS, which leads the champion. And as much as we want to go for the repeat here, I'm going to stay on that train of this guy. Ross Chastain wanted to have a chance to race for a championship, for an opportunity to go to Homestead and bring. This would be the ultimate upset, really. Nobody's heard of Nissan Motorsports until this year. And then Ross Chastain, this team has been up in the top 10 almost every week, really, for that. Every week, you see this guy up in the top 10, gets the most out of this equipment. He's risen this organization to another level, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. Ross Chastain is going to make a hell of a lot of noise, and look for him to make noise at Homestead. I think he has a great chance to unseat Moffitt and the rest of those guys. So I'm going to go with the 45. They're bringing home in the truck series to deny Brett Moffitt opportunity to go back to back. Yes, and Moffitt, he's a 2-time winner coming in the playoffs. Ross Chastain, you take away Kansas. I mean, Kansas, he wasn't a truck regular then. I saw it with my own eyes at Kansas. If he was a regular then, you're talking about, okay, Iowa DQ'd. You're talking about 4 wins for Chastain. But instead, there, you're talking only 2 with Gateway and Pocono. So, I mean, it went for, you know, if Chastain would have, he didn't, obviously he did not see this coming, but as he regressed, he thought, well, he made the right decision to go for the truck championship, and I think it's going to pay off by season's end. Yeah, so that's it, folks. Final 4 predictions right there. My championship laid on the table. The Throughout NASCAR podcast, Big D, time to close this garage and time to wrap things up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Truck playoff style, baby. It's going to go down at Bristol Thursday night. Who will take the checkered flag? Who will strike first in these playoffs? Tune in FS1 to find out. Big D, thanks for coming over as usual tonight on this humid Monday night here in Manhattan, Kansas. And yes, stay tuned for the post-race edition of the podcast. I'll record that tomorrow. That is going to go up as usual on Wednesday. Look for this podcast episode to go up tomorrow night, Tuesday night. So exciting times for the truck series, folks. It's going to go down. Eddie Gritter III saying thank you guys so much for listening, downloading the Throughout podcast, and listening to this Gannon Outdoor Truck Series Plus Preview 2019. Who will open the playoffs first with the victory? FS1 has coverage of that, and I did not see the time for that. If you guys are interested, it's a Thursday night showdown, Thunder Valley, 7:30 local time here in Kansas, Central Time Zone, 8:30 Eastern Time. Folks, get your popcorn ready. It is going to go down in Bristol Morse Way, a perfect setting to open up playoffs. Can't get much better than this. Big D, EG3, we're rolling out of here. Tell your friends, folks, about the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the playoffs, obviously. We'll be back for another edition of 3Wide podcast later this week. We out.
Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide. 3Wide.